Hello, welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Sergio Bosco, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Thursday, March 14, 2024, with news, with sports, with music, and we'll have new Argentine sounds with our friend Hernán Espejo from National Rock FM, who comes to our studio once a week to introduce some new music, some new releases. This show in English is aired on the shortwaves of WRMI Mondays through Fridays, 2230 through 2300 UTC time on the frequency of 5850 kHz. We are also streaming via our webpage rae.com.ar and also via our app for mobile devices that you can download for free. If you want to contact us, send an email to qslrae@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. Congress analyzes Milei's mega reform decree and may reject it. The government extends conditions for federal forces to shoot criminals. Argentine universities come to a halt today by a strike in demand for more budget. Chile's government analyzes militarizing the streets to combat a crime wave. Yesterday was the 11th anniversary of the appointment of Argentina's Jorge Bergoglio as Pope Francis. Sports, River defeated Estudiantes and won the Argentine Super Cup. And these are the news. The Argentine Senate will deal this Thursday with the decree to deregulate the economy, which repeals dozens of laws. It was signed by President Javier Milei in December, a few days after taking office. The resolution puts an end to regulations in the labor, health, and rental markets and enables privatizations of state-owned companies, among other changes. But the decree of necessity and urgency, or DNU as it's known, must be ratified by Congress, something that the opposition had been demanding for weeks. Vice President Victoria Villarruel, the head of the Senate, had been postponing the treatment of the regulation, but finally enabled it for this Thursday. For this reason, the Casa Rosada questioned, without naming names, sectors of the political class that pretend to advance with their own and unconsulted agenda. The local press interprets the official communique as a criticism of the lawmakers who demanded that the session be held, but media headlines state that Villarruel is also the target of these criticisms. The message from the president's office also warns that today's debate in the upper house goes against the spirit of the agreement promoted by Mr. Milei. Let us recall that when opening the parliamentary sessions 2 weeks ago, the president proposed to governors to sign a pact to establish a series of state policies. The invitation was aimed at leaving behind the frictions with provincial leaders following the fall of a mega reform bill in parliament, the so-called Omnibus Law. Amid the drug violence crisis in Rosario, the national government is expanding the powers of the federal forces to use firearms. The announcement was made by the Minister of Security, Patricia Ulrich, who explained the aim is to give agents clear guidelines on the use of lethal weapons. According to her, this is in cases of imminent danger, both for the law enforcer and for citizens in the event of an attack by criminals, gangsters, or drug traffickers. One of the most important changes is that security forces will be able to shoot to prevent a suspect from escaping without having to call for a stop beforehand. For the minister, it is important because it is always said that the crime ends when the moment the criminal escapes, but this is not what the criminal code says. She revealed that the measure aims at avoiding more Chocobar cases. She was referring to Luis Chocobar, a Buenos Aires City police officer who was convicted for shooting dead a fleeing criminal from behind. It happened in 2017 when the policeman acted after the young man attacked the tourist with a knife in the neighborhood of La Boca. The man's death was condemned by human rights organizations as excessive use of force and led to a court case in which Chocobar was sentenced. But Bullrich, who was also security minister at the time under President Mauricio Macri, backed Chocobar and argued that he did his duty. Several public universities in Argentina will be affected today by a strike called by teachers' unions. The organizers of the protest are demanding more budget for the institutions, and they denounce that the funds sent by the national governments so far do not guarantee the basic functioning of the establishments. The unions also warn that their salaries have lost 30% of purchasing power due to inflation, which in Argentina is around 13% per month. Due to the strike this Thursday, there will be no classes at the University of Buenos Aires, Córdoba, Rosario, among other institutions. This is a new protest against cuts in public spending promoted by Milei's government to achieve zero deficit. Yesterday was the 11th anniversary of the appointment of Argentina's Jorge Bergoglio as the top leader of the Catholic Church, that's to say Pope Francis. On March 13, 2013, the hitherto Archbishop of Buenos Aires was elected as successor to the resigned Benedict XVI. Upon being anointed, the South American adopted the name Francis in homage to Saint Francis of Assisi. After the white smoke, Bergoglio came on the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican and said that cardinals had gone to look for a pope at the end of the world. The pontiff is the first Latin American to occupy the throne of St. Peter's and the first non-European to do so in more than 1,000 years. He's also the first Jesuit to lead the church. Yesterday, the Bishop of Rome developed a normal schedule, but Casa Rosada here in Argentina issued a communique celebrating the 11th anniversary of his papacy. The message highlights the recent meeting between Francis and President Milei at the Vatican, and it is recalled that the President formally invited him to visit Argentina this year. Since he became Pope, Bergoglio has traveled to several South American countries, but not to his homeland, where he has not returned since 2013. In Chile, the government does not rule out a constitutional reform that would enable the deployment of the military to fight crime. This was revealed by President Gabriel Boric in response to the request of the authorities of the city of Maipú to have the presence of soldiers in control tasks. The head of the state stated that such a measure should first be reviewed and discussed by the National Congress. The armed forces, Mr. Boric explained, are not trained to carry out public other functions, but they can collaborate with the police. And for that purpose, he continued, the government could promote a constitutional reform that would enable us to do so by decree. And now, sports. River won the Argentine Super Cup with a 2-1 victory over Estudiantes de La Plata. The team from Buenos Aires started the match trailing but managed to equalize shortly before the end of regulation time. And during the extension, with the match almost over, a magnificent shot from outside the area by Gonzalo Aliendro gave the victory to the millionaires. The Supercopa is a trophy for which the champion of the two main tournaments in Argentina, the Professional League and the Argentine Cup, compete against each other. The match was played at the Mario Kempes Stadium in the city of Córdoba. And these were the news on RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, Hernán Espejo with New Argentine Sounds. Let's see what he brings us to discover on the airwaves. But that music will come after another song by Chango Spasiuk, Tristeza, Sadness.
Thank you.
And now we've got new art and then sounds, a weekly section here on RAE about discovering new music that is brought to us by our good friend Hernan Espejo from National Rock FM. Hello, Hernan.
Hello, Fer. How are you?
I'm very well, and well, as usually, eager to see what you bring into the table.
We always try to keep the different genres represented here on this section. So today we're going to talk about WOS. W-O-S. It's the war name of a guy called Valentin Oliva, who started rapping on a park called Parque Rivadavia here in Buenos Aires, in the very center, geographic center of the city, in the Caballito neighborhood. And some youngsters started to rap on the verge of a monument, of a Bolivar monument on the
fifth step.
Exactly, the fifth step, del quinto escalón, on the stairs of this monument. They started rapping, and suddenly, I don't know, every Sunday afternoon it was 500 people trying to watch the guys performing on a freestyle battle thing, and promote, seeing who's the winner or tonight's winner. There's plenty of films about these guys on YouTube, and made with cell phones. And the thing was, this guy was started winning everywhere. He even won some stadiums battles. He even won in Spain. He lost in Mexico, but just he arrived to the final. They have big promoters such as some energy, big famous energy drinks and whatever, but suddenly he decided to retire from this kind of freestyle battle and start somehow a more traditional pop career, and releasing songs and albums. The thing is that this young guy became somehow an icon of his style. He's feeling every place where he plays, from Luna Park to Obras Stadium to Argentinos Juniors Stadium, the traditional football stadium in La Paternal neighborhood where Diego Maradona used to play when he was young. And now he's releasing a new track called Melancholy or Melancholia, because he's about to release a full album called Descartable, which means disposable, in a few days, produced by none less than Gustavo Santaolalla, the Oscar and BAFTA winner, a great Argentinian musician who lives in California. And he's releasing this record, or showcasing this record, in a big football stadium called Racing Club here in Avellaneda City, close to the city of Buenos Aires, the 20th April. So there's a lot going on in the WOS field.
So let's listen to this new track by this young artist, WOS. The track is called Melancholy, and the album?
The album is called Descartable, which means disposable.
Disposable.
He's 26 years old and an icon here in Argentina, and I guess he's pretty well known
outside the
country too. He played in Spain too, I guess.
Okay, let's go for it.
Esta ciudad está gris, yo con un arco iris en mi botella. Con tallos en el cielo se cayeron las estrellas. La muerte en cada esquina es que se sabe la más bella. Porque tarde o temprano todos bailarán con ella. Tengo que lucir mi paso, no me puedo ir para atrás. Con mi vaso rebalsando resistencia tenaz. Atados a este caos que no entiende nadie más. Vos ya tendrás en claro con qué fuego te llena. Será melancolía, una vida sin receta. Que solo encuentra respuesta cuando se va la luz del día. Será melancolía y una vida sin receta. Que solo encuentra respuesta cuando se va la luz del día. No hay bueno ni malo cuando cae la noche. Color azabache arranca el taparrancho. Todo dejamos algo en este cambalache. Y acá gana el que le enganche la cola a su diablo. Se arranca la parra, la de Cristo en jarra, los labios violeta como parra.
tierra. El destino es mío, ningún ser divino me lo narra. Escucha tus tripas que son una tipa sabia. La cobardía, antagonía de mi gente. Se la mata pura lunería un día viernes, haciendo hechicería pa' espantar pájaros verdes. Con la alegría de saber que los míos son para siempre. Al parecer seremos esclavos del placer. ¿Cómo se atreven a decirte qué tenés que hacer? Los barrios asesinados pa' no caber un alfiler. Hace tiempo nuestros sueños tienen precio de alquiler. Será melancolía, una vida sin receta, que solo encuentra respuesta cuando se va la luz del día. Será melancolía, una vida sin receta, que solo encuentra respuesta cuando se va la luz del día. La vida marcha gris, amargo, desabrida. Recordá esa mano amiga que sirve de abrigo, alejándote del frío al que invita la pena. Con la serenidad del todo pasa, y bajo la luz veraniega de una luna sepulcral, te encontrarás con aquellos que ya al verlos son tu casa, y te harán olvidar el miedo a la pesada soledad.
Será melancolía, una vida sin receta, que solo encuentra respuesta cuando se va.
Okay, we were listening to Woz with his latest release, a song called Melancholy, which is the first single, the first cut from his upcoming album, Descartable, Disposable, which will be performed live, or will be presented together with other hits by Woz, on April 20 in Racing Club Stadium in Avellaneda.
And in the end, you can listen to the unmistakable sound of Ron Rocco's, Gustavo Santaolalla's Ron Rocco's.
That string ethnic instrument from South America.
Exactly, a small guitar. Some came from Portugal, some came from...
Gamers will recognize the sound because Santaolalla provided the soundtrack for the famous game, PlayStation game, The Last of Us.
Exactly.
And he also wrote the melody of the series, the HBO series, with that typical South American ethnic stringed sound that he introduced back in 2005 for the film The Motorcycle Diaries, which also features his music.
Exactly. Good memory.
Yeah. Okay, folks, if you want to check out this music, go online to rae.com.ar. or to platforms such as Spotify, because this is already published. The latest song by Woz, Melancholy, presented by Hernán Espejo as part of this weekly series called New Argentine Sounds. Thank you, Hernán.
My pleasure.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina,面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Let's go over the headlines before signing off. Congress analyzes Milei's mega reform decree and may reject it. government extends conditions for federal forces to shoot criminals. Argentine universities come to a halt today by a strike in demand for more budget. Chile's government analyzes militarizing the streets to combat a crime wave. It has been 11 years since Argentina's Jorge Bergoglio was appointed as Pope Francis. Sports. River defeated Estudiantes de La Plata and won the Argentine Super Cup. In this way, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, which was operated by sound technician Sergio Bosco and hosted by yours truly, Fernando Farias. A show that is aired via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.